What about a inside? You know, you rub a blister on your hand. What would you call a liquid inside that?
Water is the only thing I know. Quarter of water.
You might say a bee stung me yesterday and caught in my hand. Did what?
It swelled for one thing.
You might just say still pretty badly.
Yeah, it's swollen.
You know, say if somebody got shot or stabbed, you got to go to the doctor. Get the doctor look at the
wound.
Yeah. You ever seen a wound like that? A kind of flesh that grows up in there, a white granular substance that grows up and had to cut it out or burn it out?
Proud flesh for something. Now, like for instance, I don't know if you know what an ingrown toenail is. I had it in both big toes. And I used to have proud flesh growing on each side of it. And you know how I got rid of it?
Okay.
This friend of ours told him, you let your nail grow to the extent where you can cut it in the middle of it. V shape. And when it grows out, it grows up. And grows out of there. Now, we had a friend, a daughter-in-law son, and the children were here just reading this one. She had to carry a daughter-in-law to the foot doctor in Dayland, bicep. She had an ingrown toenail, pulled it out. But I have known in years gone by that pulled them out and the damn thing come back.
Oh. Say, you
now, what are they doing on a lot? I don't know.
Say, you still, when you get maybe just a little cut in there, what would you put on you to keep it from getting infected?
Maybe iodine. I use iodine. I've been using it quite some time, a thylete. That's what I put on this over.
What would you?
Iodine is one of the best things you can use for something like that.
Say, you used to, when they got malaria, what would they give you as a tonic for malaria? You know, maybe.
Oh, that I couldn't answer.
They ever have you
if quinine? I knew, I've forgotten.
Ever you quinine? You ever?
I know of it, but I don't remember ever using it. Oh, that's one thing they give you for malaria. Quinine. To my knowledge.
Yes, sir.
And
you mentioned the term dye a little while ago. Any other terms that people use for that?
For what?
For died, instead of died.
Passed away. But mostly that's what we would say, passed away.
Somebody might say, well, he's been dead a week, and nobody's yet figured out what he died.
What caused his death? Or what he died of? But I think mostly would say, What caused the death?
The place where they would bury you, what would you call that?
Cemetery.
And what about the box they would put you in? What about that?
Coffin. No, years ago, I don't know if it's still there or not, they'd have a pine, what they call a pine box, in the grave, and set the coffin down on that, and then they put this cover. It was made for the pine bark to put that on the top. But now, that is in Key West, and I think here too. They build your vault. We own, the family owns the cemetery lot in Key West. But the people, I've got the two brothers, my mother and my father, and the little girl that we had buried there, never buried in the ground.